Hi, Vanya.
Hiya, Mike Jensen.
How are you doing today?
I am doing great now that I'm looking at your pretty face.
I know. It's so good to see you. We're, this might be a dress rehearsal. This might be a first episode. We don't really know for sure.
Hi.
But either way, it's just going to be us having fun and talking to each other.
That's right. And so you're welcome. I'm just going to start out.
So you're all welcome, everyone. We're doing you a really big favor right now. Just to clarify, this is election day.
Oh, yeah. Yes. This is stressful.
So we're not always going to talk about politics, though we will, you know, sometimes talk about politics. But this might be a little bit more politics-y because it's a certain day and we're all just kind of breathing through it.
I think that's a really good way to put it.
How are you feeling?
Okay, so I've had nightmares kind of all week, just very stressful. And I am one of those people who I can feel. I went grocery shopping yesterday. I went to Costco, which is an insane thing to do. But like a friend from a mom's group texted me saying on Twitter, because I don't have Twitter, that like everybody's like, get your survival shit now or food because things are going to go crazy depending on how this election goes. So I was like, okay, I ran to Costco, which is like a very aggressive place to try to go. But I needed, there's certain things for the, because I have two children. Hi, I'm Vanya. I have two children. One is 7, one is 3. I'm like, I don't know how old they are. Anyways, they need this freaking milk thing. And they, there's a, anyways, the energy in the Costco was intense. So I think I just have been feeling extra stressed, so I've been up in the drinking, which helps a little, and then also doesn't. But yeah, I honestly was literally just excited about you seeing you today doing this. I've been like kind of blocking everything else out because I looked up the Serenity Prayer, where it's like, I forget what it is, but it's like, you know, give me the guidance to like only. Oh God, I'm horrible. But it's basically like things you can't change. Don't worry about it, right?
Right.
So I voted. I'm trying to let it go. So I've been singing karaoke this morning. So I felt really good about that. I'm going to go on a hike with the kids later. Trying to just remain calm. How about you?
Yeah, kind of same. I mean, I'm really glad that we decided to do this because it gave me like a benchmark in the day. I have like things sort of planned. Like I have this with you and then I actually have to go grocery shopping a little bit later. And then I'm meeting our friend Annabelle when she's done with her job. We're going to go into her job and have like an early dinner.
So jealous. So jealous.
So I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. And then we're going to go back to her place and probably watch some, you know, Sex and the City episodes. That's what we do.
Fun. I just have to like interject really quick because I want everyone to know that Mike and I have been best friends forever. I mean, I guess we could go on about that at another point, but it's a very important fact. Mike and I fell in love in college and I actually knew who you were before, I think, because you were this like savant of like writing and acting and all the things at another high school. Whatever, he's a year older than me, okay? But we connected. We'll go into that more and whatever, but anyways, we used to live in New York together, so I'm just jealous that he gets to go out to dinner with someone else that's not me, and it's fine. I'm fine. This is fine. Everything's fine. I'm doing well. I love you, Annabelle.
I've said this in other mediums. I'm so just looking forward to the day that I can, you know, get to California and and you can get to New York and we can actually be together again.
Yeah. But sorry to interject.
So you vote.
I did early voting.
You did early voting. Did you mail in or did you actually go stand in line?
I drop boxed.
Okay.
I drop boxed it in by the library and I felt comfortable. I had Calvin, my son, on my little hip. No, my big hip. Anyways, and because he wouldn't put shoes on, so I had to carry him. And then this other lady like gave me a thumbs up, and I thumbsed her up. And I'm hoping we thumbsed up for the same reason.
Isn't that funny? Yeah.
How did you walk in line?
Yeah, I stood in line. I went. Early voting started in New York on a Saturday, and I sort of specifically didn't go Saturday or Sunday because I'd read like give it a couple days, and so I went on Monday, and I got there probably at like 8:45, thinking that it started at 9, but it had actually started at 7. So there was a little bit of a line, but it was like 20, 30 minutes. It wasn't that bad. Kind of like went around the block one time. And I I got inside and I started crying. I felt kind of silly. and like I walked up
silly.
Yeah, they're like, go to that table over there. And I walked over and she was like, what are the first three letters of your last name? And I went, J-E. I'm sorry, I'm just getting really emotional. And then she kind of started crying a little bit. And she was like, we're just excited to vote, right? And I was like, yeah, that's all that it is. Yeah. Like, and she asked my address and I couldn't remember for a second. And then I was like, I promise I'm really me. Like it was really emotional. Yeah. I think I was also just really tired.
You're like, I don't wake up this early. I know it's not.
Right, exactly. But... That's insane. I'm never up that early.
Well, you know, you work later. But
yeah, I'm definitely like a night owl. I feel like you are too, but you've just had to adjust to getting up in the early because you have the wee ones.
Yeah, I still stay up late, but I just get less sleep. So I look real old. I like to say that I look like I got kicked by a boot. Some mornings I wake up and I'm just like, meh. That's not funny, actually. But you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like leather. I feel like leathery. Like, I feel like I'm slowly and slowly looking like a witch. But you know what? Witches rock sometimes, right? It's fine.
Witches do rock. And you look beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, it's so crazy. I remember when I voted for President Obama and I lived in the same building as you.
Mm-hmm.
And... we waited in line at that church. I think we voted in that church. And I just remember actually getting really emotional because there was a big line and everybody was voting and feeling really like good, feeling good and like hopeful.
Yeah.
But this one, I'm just nervous. I don't know. What do you think is going to happen? Or we don't have to go too far. But I guess by the time this comes out, we'll know what happens, I hope.
Yeah, probably. I think that there's a chance that we'll know things faster. I know that we're all preparing ourselves for we're not going to know for a while.
Right.
I think there's a chance that we'll know sooner than that. And yeah, of course, by the time that anyone hears this, most likely people will know what the results were.
Yeah.
I think it's just hard because I think that we all feel like burned from four years ago.
Sure. I was alone sitting on my couch.
You know, I've never in my life gone to bed feeling more different than I felt when I got out of bed.
Yeah.
And like, I've lost a parent, but like,
yeah.
And certainly that was like more devastating, but I didn't wake up that morning thinking things are wonderful.
Right.
Like I remember I have a picture you can like look on my Facebook of like the lines around the block. People really care.
Mm. Right.
You know.
And then we find out that people are awful and hate women, apparently.
Well, it's so hard because I
don't know. That's referring to Hillary back. You know.
Yeah. And I don't know. Once again, we're doing a lot of politics, which won't always be the case, but I guess that's just kind of where our brains are right now. You know, I had and still have deep affection for Hillary Clinton, and it's kind of hard to look at the last 4 years and not think what would be different. Yeah, I have made the proclamation at one point that I will never be hopeful again. And I don't really want to be that way. Like I don't actually want to have that attitude, but
that's a defense mechanism.
Yeah, for sure.
I understand. I mean, I definitely am guarded. My heart is guarded.
So I have hope. I've said this before and I'll say it again. I think that one of the main reasons why the election went the way it went 4 years ago is because nobody thought it was possible that it was going to go the way it went.
Yes, it's true.
Like, I do think there are plenty of people who, if given the next day to redo their vote, would have changed it. But I just think that everyone was so certain it was going to go a certain way. You know, they had just done Brexit in England, where once again, people voted for this thing. And then when it went through, they were like, oh, wait, no, can we take it back?
Mm.
I just think there's a certain amount of, I don't know. I don't know if it's a lack of engagement or a lack of thinking about the consequence for your action that certainly this country seems to have a certain amount of. And I think a lot of the world has that sort of like, whatever happens, happens.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, actions have consequences.
I think we've learned that this year. I mean, or these last 4 years, I think at least some people have. And it's like, don't take anything for granted. I know if I could be grateful for anything of these last 4 years, it's like I am terrified of not being active and like and trying to make change and being informed so I know how. I'm not a perfect person. I'm trying my best because I'm a little ADD and I'm just like, oh, I don't know. Hopefully things go for the best. I'm thinking about the big picture and just the president. But now it's like, obviously, it's like the Senate. It's like, and then every local chapter of everything that you have to like be on top of. So I think for me, that's the gratitude I have for these last 4 years. And I'm not sure how I'm going to feel after we find out tomorrow or whatever, the next 3 days of what's going to happen. If I'm going to feel the same gratitude, I'm just going to be like, I'm moving to Morocco. That, because that's better, I'm sure.
Do you remember the first election that you ever voted in?
I do. It was, oh my God, was it Dukakis? No, that was when I was young.
No, I feel like Dukakis was before our time.
Oh yeah, that's right. That was when, that's the one that I'm first aware of because my parents sat us down and really we talked about politics and talked about like the good and the bad of each one. And my parents are pretty, you know, liberal people. They're both union people. And so they were always pretty much Democrats, you know? So it was interesting. So that's the first thing that I really remember. But I do remember going and feeling such pride. And I remember voting in my like local elections. I think that was the first thing when I turned 18. I turned 18 in September of 1997. So 96. How about you?
Yeah, mine would have been the 96 presidential election because I turned 18 in August of 95. So I would have voted. I mean, and I voted for Bob Dole. You know, I was raised in a very conservative, you know, religious household. My parents, doesn't make any sense that my parents were Republicans, but they were. So, you know, that's how I voted the first time. Mm-hmm. That was my first and only time voting Republican, just for the record. Not that it matters. I mean, it's so hard because it's so easy to set up the Democrat versus Republican mentality. I think about my sister has a very, she told a story recently where her earliest fear wasn't like monsters or like aliens. It was that she knew that there was one group that was that she should fear, and it was the darn Democrats.
What?
Like, and she didn't know what that meant. She didn't know what Democrats were. She just knew that they were scary, that you had to be afraid of the darn Democrats.
Wow.
And I, you know, I think that parents just in general try to do their best to teach their children and to like shape their values. And of course, every parent thinks, well, this is the way that I think and this is the way that I should teach my children to think. And
yeah,
I don't know if it's important to say, I don't know if that's a weird way to put it. Like, I was never taught to hate anybody. Like, I was always taught that racism was bad and that you should respect other people. So we weren't raised in a household where it was like, hate others. But it's just funny, those things that you don't even realize that you're teaching sometimes, you know?
Oh, that's a great point. You know, I think about that. My daughter goes, she's seven. She goes to a cool school that they talk about a lot of things. And they've been talking about the election a lot. And I listened in a little bit and it was sort of sad. Some of the kids are stressed because I think the parents, the feeling from the parents are coming off. Mm-hmm. Obviously, everybody's talking about it depending on what side they're on. So that was sad for me that they were, that it's affecting our little children. But today my daughter said, cause I always ask her, cause we have a billion jillion Zooms every freaking day. No offense. You guys are doing great. That's to the teachers. But she came out and I was like, what'd you do? And she's like, well, we talked about the election. And I was like, oh, what'd you guys talk about? She's like, what would we do if we were president and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, what would you do? And she was like, I will help people. And if people were crying, I would tell them not to cry. And I would say, we'll help you. And I was like, that's good. That's sweet. So she's kind of like coming at it. She doesn't seem upset or depressed. But then again, I know I'm a little woo-woo, but we'd said a little prayer this morning and I prayed for our country and I held her hand because after we talked about it, just because sometimes I think it's important to take a moment and just whatever do, you know, and she looks at me and she like points in my eyes. She's like, are you crying or do you have allergies? And I was like, honey, I'm just, I'm nervous and excited. And yeah.
Yeah. It's so hard. I can't imagine. I mean, this is probably a dumb thing to say. I can't imagine having kids right now. Like, I can't imagine.
It's horrible. It's horrible. Sorry. I think, Mike, you're going to have to lower my audio on that one because I just popped it out. But yeah, it's been, listen, they're so great. And there's so many good things since the pandemic has hit in March and we're in November now. So we've been all in the same house. So there's some good things because it distracts you, but it also makes you come face to face with all of the horrible truths and like awfulness. And she cried yesterday because she was like, I want this pandemic to be over. I just want to see somebody. I'm like, I know. I don't know what else to say to you. I'm sorry, but we have to stay inside and or keep, you know, tough. It sucks having kids right now.
Yeah, you think about those little kids that don't get aren't getting any like interaction with their friends right now.
Oh, absolutely. My 3-year-old, I mean, at least he has my daughter, but like he is destroying our house. Like there's marker everywhere. And you think, just put the markers up high, right, Vanya? No, he finds them. He finds them and he destroys everything. I hate everything because everything has pen or pencil on it. I'm like, this place is a dump. We live in shambles. Anyways, that was event and I apologize for that. But yeah, otherwise, other than that, I'm a little sad that Halloween is over.
I know. I took down all my decorations yesterday, which is now my hallway is just a normal hallway.
You have the best. Well, you could always be crazy and like the stores, just start decorating for Christmas now.
I know. I try to wait. I only decorate for Halloween and for Christmas, and I definitely like decorate for Halloween the most because I love it.
You have the best like props and scary things and lights. It's the most fun.
I'm very proud of my setup. I didn't really add anything to it this year because, you know, why? But I like to add little things every year. I'm like, oh, we'll add a little touch there. I always really want to get a fog machine, but that feels like maybe a step too far.
Oh, yes. No, next year it's happening. It's going to happen. We'll be together.
I know.
And it's going to happen.
I think I probably will. Because I remember last year, I had done the Halloween setup for a few years, but last year was like, I went big. And I thought next year I'm going to have a Halloween get together. Like I'm going to invite everybody. And then of course this year happened. So that didn't end up happening.
Right.
But so yeah, next year.
Yeah. Next year. Hell yeah.
So tell me something that you're enjoying right now. Like let's move away from politics a little bit. What's something that you're just like enjoying?
That's right.
Chapter two.
What are you digging? okay. Wait, now I almost felt like I needed to call you and see if you, because I'm like, I wonder if it's going to be the same thing. It probably isn't, but if it is, we'll just work on it together, right? That'll be a fun, happy.
Yeah.
Okay. So the thing that I'm loving this week is The Queen's Gambit.
Oh, fun. I haven't watched it.
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay. So I want to tell you why I love it. Okay. So it's on Netflix. It's a limited drama series, which I think is fun because what does that mean, Mike? That's like
limited just means like it's not going to come back. Like it's a finite story. It's, you know, usually 6 to 8 episodes.
Got it.
And there's no intention of doing another season. Of course, sometimes with things like Big Little Lies came back for a second season. But in general, it's like this is the story.
Thank you. Okay. I wasn't quite sure because it is based on an adaptation of a coming-of-age novel written by Walter Tevis. So apparently the book is amazing. And honestly, I only watched the first episode of this on Netflix, but I'm kind of like, do I stop and read the book? Because I think it's going to be really good. So anyways, it's about addiction, obsession, trauma, and chess, people. Like chess? I'm like, what the hell? This is going to be so boring just because I was like, I don't know. I played chess in like when I was younger. Okay, so it's created by Scott Frank and Alan Scott. And I love it so much because of so many things. And here's one of the reasons is the acting is really amazing. And the main lady, the main woman on it is her name's Anya Taylor-Joy. And she plays Beth Harmon. And she was in a little movie that my husband likes to say isn't that scary called The Witch. I was like, how do I know this girl? She was in The Witch. Do you remember that movie from 2015?
I never saw The Witch.
I think that's probably a good thing. And this is what, do you remember what I said? Adam and I were sitting down to watch a movie and I get really scared. I like Poltergeist. I like sort of I love Scream. Mm-hmm. I like those kind of scary movies. But like Adam was like, I was like, listen, I'll watch it just as long as like no babies or animals get hurt. And he's like, none, that's not happening. That's literally all it's about. It's just all about that. And then they both get possessed. And I'm like, God damn you, Adam. Anyways, he was wrong. Very, very wrong. But so Beth Harmon, the character, is this like complex chess savant. It's just the coolest thing. And it's also a period piece. And I'm not talking about blood. I'm talking about period drama. And you know I love costumes. Mm-hmm. I have randomly a costume design degree. And it's like it starts in the 60s and then goes back to the 50s when she's a child. And then And the costumes are just like so beautiful. The color, the scheme, the art direction's amazing. And I'm telling you, it's shot. I don't want to like, I'm just like jizzing all over this because it's, but it is so delightful. The writing's good. It just feels joyful. I couldn't believe an hour passed so quickly because you know me, I'm just like scatterbrained and like looking. I didn't look at my phone once. The DP is Steven Meisler, which he also shot The Last 5 Years. I didn't see the movie, but
oh, I own that movie.
I know you do. So I thought maybe were you like, this is shit, or it looks good, you like it?
Oh no, yeah, it's an interesting film. I'm a big fan of movie musicals, even if they're not very good.
I know, I love it.
Just because I feel like that's so often how someone is going to see a musical for the first time. Yes. And I think they did a good job with The Last 5 Years. It's a tough one because if anyone, we're really getting off subject here,
sorry,
but it's like based on a musical in which it's just two people and they almost never interact. It's like just solos.
Wow.
So they sort of filled in the blanks so that they actually do react to each other in the film. So it's a little bit different, but I enjoyed it. Anyway, go on.
Okay, I love it. I'm going to have to watch that. So sorry, but I just wanted to hear your take on that. So the compelling character is Beth. So it's this like character study, right? Which is very intricate and really like quiet at times. It's just hauntingly amazing. It's also one of my favorite kind of movies or like shows or whatever. I love sports movies, which sounds insane, but this is kind of at its root a sport movie because it's about chess, but it's about like, you know, how she learns, how she's getting better. And then, of course, I'm assuming in the end she's going to be like the ultimate champion after overcoming many, like, you know, horrible things. So, yeah, that's it. That's what I'm loving this week.
Oh, that's so exciting. I've heard a lot about that, so I am excited to watch it.
Oh, you are going to love it. How about you, Mike? What are you loving?
So I have two things, so I'm kind of cheating, but I'm going to do them quickly. Because one is a thing in progress. One is also a miniseries, and it's on HBO, and it's called The Undoing.
I don't know it.
Okay, so it stars Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant as a married couple living in Manhattan. It's based on a book called You Should Have Known. It's only two episodes in. I think it's going to be eight altogether. And I will say I watched the first episode and thought, this is interesting. The second episode, I'm not kidding, I almost pooped my pants at one point. Like, it's so good, but like very, very intense and like a really cool, like supporting cast. Like Lily Rabe is in it and Annalee Ashford.
Ooh, I love Annalee
and Janelle Maloney from The West Wing.
Oh, stop it.
So it's a really, like, really fun, interesting, like, New York cast. I guess Janelle Maloney's not really New York, but she's still counts. So I'm really enjoying that. So I'm urging people to, like, get on board and start watching that as it goes along.
Great.
But what I also want to talk about is, this is such like an old person thing to say, but like, do you know Dua Lipa?
Yeah, yeah. I have a 7-year-old. She's obsessed with her, Dua Lipa.
Oh, cool. Do you know, so her new-ish album is called Future Nostalgia, and I love it so much.
Ooh. We know all the older stuff, I think.
Okay, yeah. See, I don't know the older stuff. So, like, to me, she's like a new artist.
Yeah.
but they were playing it at my job, because we could kind of play whatever music we wanted inside because it was only outdoor seating.
Nice.
So we would just play her album over and over again. And at first I was like, I'm kind of tired of this. And then I was like, wait, this is actually really good. And I actually bought it. I'm that person that like still buys music.
Respect. Respect.
And it's so good. It's like 37 minutes of just like upbeat, fun, enjoyable music.
Yeah.
So I very much suggest that as almost like a palate cleanser of just like putting it on. And it's just like 37 minutes of like dance music. I use it to work out too, but I also use it to like go for a run or a walk or just like chill. Really, really good. Dua Lipa, Future Nostalgia, 100% recommend. It's a great album.
Yay. Okay, that makes me excited. We'll definitely be listening to that because I need all the positivity, upbeat shit today, especially. So
yeah, one song has the F word in it.
Oh, well, we'll live.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My daughter is always like, that's inappropriate, isn't it? I said, yeah. Yes. She's so funny because I try not to curse around her, but it's hard.
I know, it is difficult. You have really, really cool kids. I do love your kids a lot.
Oh, thank you.
So, not to be negative, but what could you have done? Anything you could have done without this week?
Yeah. Be negative. I mean, we have to take the bad with the good, you know?
Right.
Take the good, the bad, you get the best, and then you have the facts of life. Okay. And to me, the one of the worst things, because I kind of like kept my head down with too much politics, you know, so that I just like, bleh, not gonna, not. I don't hear that. I'm not trying to hear that. The worst thing this week is the candy come down from the kids.
Gotcha.
So they, for Halloween, we didn't go, we didn't really trick or treat. We trick or treated with, we live in a complex and we just like other people with kids, and we kind of did like a exchange, but they were giving out like a gallon bag of candy. So we, the kids have like four buckets of huge buckets of candy. And so I'm going to throw some away, and I'm so sorry. And that's like mean to do, but I have to do it. But they are such dicks coming off of sugar. Like, let alone them being on sugar and like running around the house like insane people. It's the mean, pissy attitudes that like coming off a bender. And I'm like, y'all need to take a nap, drink some water. I don't know. But that's honestly the worst thing that's happened this week, because they're just mean. My son's been peeing his pants. Like, we were potty training. And so it's like, that's the other thing, is he'll just like, for some reason, he was so good. And like, I got to go potty, mama. I'm like, let's do it. We run to the toilet. And now he's just like, I peed. And then it's in his pants. I'm like, why now? Is it the sugar? What was it? What's the difference? What's the change? Are you sensing my stress from the election? Anyways, those are mine. My negative Nancy call outs. How about you? What are yours? If it could be one, maybe it could be 10.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I guess I'm going to veer back into politics for a second, but all I want to talk, I don't get the crazy caravans that are like blocking bridges and.
Yes. Tell me about that. Cause I'm bad. I know that somebody almost ran Kamala off the road, right? Or no?
Yeah. Like they, like this group of Trump voters, like surrounded the bus and like almost forced it off the road. And then even just here in New York, they like blocked a bridge. And I just don't get it. I guess the thing that I could do without is just voter suppression.
Yes.
Like I don't get not wanting everyone to have their voice heard. And I don't know if that's me not wanting their voices to be heard, but like you just can't stop others from voting. I don't know. It just doesn't feel like civilized society, you know?
I just listened to a podcast called Smartless, and they were interviewing Stacey Abrams. If you want more information on voter suppression, it's an amazing episode. I learned so much. And Smartless is up three guys: Will Arnett, oh my god, the guy from Will and Grace, the cute gay funny one, Sean Hayes, and Bateman from Ozark.
Jason Bateman.
But, so they're the leads of, thank you. This is why we're a team. But yeah, so listen to that episode. It's funny, they're great, but it also gives you such a good background on voter suppression and how it's used actually as a tool. It's amazing. So voter suppression has to go. It's got to go. It's not illegal to suppress people.
It's insane.
Or to make it hard.
It's insane. Like, you know, we both recently watched What the Constitution Means to Me.
Oh, you guys.
Everyone. It's so good. It's on Amazon Prime.
Yes.
You know, Jeff Bezos doesn't need more money, but check it out. It's such an incredible one woman. It's not really a one woman show. We call it that, but there are other actors in it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just that idea that in 2005, we gutted the voters' right. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me how in this day and age, we're still making it so hard for people to vote. Like, how is that still a thing?
Agreed.
So
it doesn't make sense.
That went on longer than I meant for it to, but I guess that's what I could do without. I just, everybody vote. Everybody vote, and you should be mm-hmm. allowed to vote. It shouldn't be hard. So I didn't do the homework that I was supposed to do in that we're also going to talk about a random topic every week.
Ooh.
But yeah. The topic that I want to talk about this week is let's talk about the word joy.
Ooh, okay.
And just in general, like what brings you joy?
Oh god, that's good, Mike. You know, I something that I've like discovered within the being stuck inside our homes and everything. I also am in like in between jobs, so I'm really like searching and feel lost a lot because I like to work. I you know, I'm taking care of the kids right now. Doing 40 podcasts and, you know, trying to write stuff. But I really like working. I like making money and I like being busy. But I was like, what is actually going to bring me joy in my next? So this is what I've been thinking about when it comes to joy. And what I've come to the conclusion, I've been working with like a coach / therapist type person. What really brings me ultimate joy is like, it sounds kind of cheesy, but authentic connections with people. Like you and me doing this right now, I'm fully feeling joy being with you. You know, just you know, like, I don't want to go to a job and not be in my body. I feel like that's happened to me so many times. I want to be present. And what makes me present is when I'm with my friends and my family and people who are excited about something. So creating something, I don't know what that is. So authentic connections, that's to me is like even with my kids, that's to me, that's an authentic connection. They bring me joy most of the time. Sometimes they bring me the opposite. It's fine. But yeah, that's what I would say.
I love that.
I can't wait to hear yours.
You know, a thing that I've been trying to do lately, I go for a lot of walks. I love just putting on a podcast or putting on music. Sometimes I literally just take my phone and go to songs and hit random, and a lot of weird show tunes end up playing. But I've noticed that I'll go on a walk and I'll be very like sort of focused, like looking at the ground or just sort of like staring straight ahead. And, you know, I'll put my watch on outdoor walk mode. Mm-hmm. So it may, like, I'll keep a certain pace. And I lately, something that's been giving me joy is not turning my watch on and sometimes not listening to anything and really being like in the environment. And just looking around, you know, I live in Manhattan and I love New York and I love walking by the water and I love the buildings and I love the architecture and I love the bridges. And so when I really like, instead of being in myself and kind of like looking down, like to look up and look around and just be like, look around and just like see the lights and, so that's something that's been bringing me a lot of joy is just looking and like, I go for, I mean, it gets, you know, it's dark at like 5 p.m. now.
I hate that, but yes.
And I went for a walk yesterday at like 7:30 and it felt like it was 1 o'clock in the morning. But it's so pretty, like it's so beautiful and just yeah. The lights and like there's a place in Riverbank Park that I like to walk where you can look down and you see like there's all these new buildings that are down in the 30s that are just like bright and colorful. And that's been bringing me a lot of joy is being present in the world around me.
Gorgeous. That is gorgeous. It makes me want to go there. I'll see you in my dreams, okay?
Yes.
I want to go on a walk with you. Good idea. You know what's interesting?
Yeah, we'll go on many walks in the future.
I hope so. I'm working on writing things and the courage to get some of the ideas out of my brain. So I got the Masterclass app or whatever. It's so good. It's expensive, but oh my God, it's really... So I watched Judy Blume, who wrote Super Fudge and Tiger Eyes and Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. So books I loved as a kid, but she's doing a masterclass. And there's a bunch of other really like Shonda Rhimes is one. I'm, you know, really high up people, but hers I wanted to connect with. And one thing she said is, she's like, she said she gets most of her ideas while walking. And she said she sees younger people walking with headphones, listening to a podcast or music. And she thinks, what a shame. What a shame, because your mind is so ready to catch whatever. Maybe it's in the universe, other, you know, but maybe it's just inside of you to hear yourself. I think that's really cool. I'm going to try the next walk I take, Mike. I am not going to listen to a podcast.
It's hard. It's really hard because we want to like have our brains occupied. And also it's just fun. Exactly. Like music and podcasts are fun. But those moments that I can kind of like disconnect from it and just be like almost have a conversation with myself.
So, so cool. Yeah.
So we're going to...
We at my favorite ending?
Yeah. So to end our podcast every week, we're just going to say a random fact. Could be something you learned that week. Could be something that you've known and just like, did you know about this? So what's your random fact?
Okay, so my random fact is I'm so sorry. I can never be pithy. I'm always like, I've got like a million things to say. I'm so sorry. Okay, so my random fact is...
I love it.
And this is partly because of my children. We do a lot of like just reading about animals and things like that. Did you know that if a polar bear and a grizzly bear mate, their offspring is called a pizzly bear? Did you know that? And... grizzly bears and polar bears are different species with different adaptations to their like respective ecosystems, but they are closely related because polar bears actually diverge from brown bears, which are like a subspecies of grizzly bears or whatever. But anyways, they can totally have like babies and their babies are fine.
Wow.
And they're called pizzlies. Hashtag the ice caps are melting. Oh, God.
Oh, okay. God.
Okay. But anyways, yeah. Because they can't find, polar bears can't find anybody to boink. So they're like, I got to go down and get me a grizzly.
Get myself a grizzly.
This is my boyfriend.
Make ourselves a pizzly. I like that we made polar bears southern. That's fun.
Yeah. What's yours?
So my random fact is something that I knew a long time ago, and then I kind of forgot about, and then it was recently brought up to me, so I thought that I should share with everyone. Do you know that you're not supposed to consume the hot water directly out of your tap?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, you should use the cold water and then heat it up, because the hot water is going to have more of, like, perhaps like lead or other things in it. So you only want to take the cold water out of your tap to, like, cook or drink or, like, make ice.
What?
So don't fret about your past.
This is some good facts.
That's a good fact. I thought that was an important one to share. I thought I'm going to lead with that one.
Yeah.
Only consume. It's not going to kill you. Like, don't, you know, but you should only consume the cold water out of your tap. Let the water run cool and then use that and heat it up.
They should be telling us that more often, I think.
Yeah, like, that's one of those things that you should learn. So that was my public service announcement for the week.
Thank you. Guys, Mike Jensen saving lives here.
I do what I can.
Me just being an idiot about Pizzlies, but no.
No,
no,
I like
but
it.
That's amazing. That's like, okay, thank you.
There you go. Just use the cold water. Vanya, I love you so much.
Mike Jensen, I love you so much. Thank you for doing this with me. And I want to thank everybody who's listening, and God bless it. We just can't not. Mike and I can't not.
Yes. We're going to have fun. And if anyone listens, that's great. But I just want to have this with you.
That's right. I'm sorry. We don't even care if you're listening. I'm just
kidding. But if you are listening, thanks.
But yes. No, I know. Me too. But if you are, thanks. Okay.
All right. I love you. Talk to you later.
I love you too.
Thank you for listening to the very first episode of Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Future episodes will arrive on Thursdays, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not, with a whole lot of underscores, and email us at MikeandVanyaCan'tNot@gmail. We'll be back in just a few days with episode 2.
Yes, I am recording. Okay.
So we're gonna go
one, two.
Sorry, more time. I always forget that, like, it's off, and I'm like, no, you're not doing it in the right time. And then I'm like, oh, no, that's on purpose. All right. So
one,
two.